We will read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of finding the good in the friend. You can send questions to our site. Selected questions will be asked here during the lesson.
Yes, we learn, perhaps a little attain, that all of our spiritual attainment comes to us to the extent that we can incorporate together, since each and every one carries inside of him a broken vessel, a part of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon, and to the extent that we can come close to one another through various actions, by that we begin to feel new states above our ego, in spite of our ego, as much as we can come close to one another forcibly to be in the connection between us, then to the extent that we are connected, we attain spirituality. Our ego is very big. In each and every one, it stands and it resists our efforts to come close to one another. And as much as we can work, nevertheless, through the connection between us, mutual help, each will help his friend, as much as we can turn together to the Creator to help us out and establishing this web of connections between us, that we will have spiritual communications, not corporeal. Accordingly, we can begin to feel what it means, the spiritual world. It's the connection between the egoistic parts above which they rise and build this web, this network. And this web that they put together is called the soul. And inside this soul, according to how much resistance they have, and together with that, above the resistance, how much force of connection they have, then the gap between resistance and connections, and the difference between the two, gives them the ability to feel greater intensity, deeper, clearer intensity, the spiritual force. It always comes, the feeling of spirituality comes from its opposite, meaning we have a great will to receive, big egos, great rejections, hate, they wish to kill one another, wish to run away and just leave everyone. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, since there is no choice, we nevertheless come and we try to overcome. We support one another so that each one can overcome himself a bit more in the connection with others. And then in this way, we assemble the system just barely. But nevertheless, it is built. Therefore, we get into states that we attain how much we don't want any connection, how much we are indifferent to one another, maybe even we reject and repel one another, and how much we wish to run away from it all, yet we hold each other and we actually come closer in this concept of the group, the ten, and all of it is done by the Creator, who takes care of us either in a concealed way or more openly, and this way we finally come to a state of the first connection, then falling apart, second connection, then moving apart, third connection, hate, fourth connection. And this way, more and more and more, the path is entirely accompanied by the growing coarseness and rising above it, revelation of the coarseness and rising above that. Hence, as it's written here, to finding the good in the friend. How can you find good in the friend? If we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then each and every one of us is an egoist, and he doesn't want to connect. It's not the reason he came here for it. If he would hear that this is the purpose for which we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, he would stay away from it. So we also have to be careful in our dissemination to not speak of connections. Since who is crazy here to think of connection? And if there are people who wish to connect, they go to these special activities. They go to prostitution and drugs, and they call that connection. But to us come people who wish only to know the upper force. And that's why we have to be careful and not speak of connection in this way. But in general, to those who don't come to us, to people in general, we can talk about the necessity for connection in order to save ourselves from the pandemic and other blows that are lining up against humanity. So, let's see what Kabbalists wrote to us in finding the good in the friend in order to connect with him and attain the Creator. Because the Creator is found only behind the friend.
Excerpt number one. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some faults in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should see to his friend's correction. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw that he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
Meaning, to what point do I need to correct myself until I stop seeing anything wrong in my friend? And it's not because the friend corrected himself, but because I corrected myself. Harsh words.
Ken,
Itafor.
Domanda da Luigi.
A question from Luigi.
non potrebbe
you speak about the upper force.
Connessione, come hai detto, le persone che non conoscono la Kabbalah cosa penseranno?
Can't
che
it...
la forza superiore?
Please repeat the question.
Parlate della forza superiore che potrebbe sortire
lo stesso, about the upper force,
della connessione,
which can give that result of connection. People who don't know the wisdom of Kabbalah, what should they think about the upper force?
I don't
know, what kind of question is it? The people who don't know the wisdom of Kabbalah, what do they think of the upper force? They think that...
You
know, they think of different things. You know, there are 2,800, that's as much as they counted, 2,800 beliefs, religions, methods that relate to the upper force in humanity. And each time, more and more is revealed, you know. It's like this upper force.
Ayom kaelu.
There are those who
invent
such strange new beliefs that it's hard to imagine, but the human mind is capable. Moscow 6.
Даров, а каким образом я должен исправить себя и какой силой, если я сам себе не хозяин?
In what way should I correct myself? With what force if I don't run myself?
Only when we want to connect between us. We want to forcefully bring ourselves closer internally, and we feel that we cannot do it, but in this inner connection we attain the soul. And we have no other way. And then we turn to the Creator, and we ask Him to help us to reveal such a connection between us in our internality called the soul, and will be revealed there. In this way we come to connection.
Barur. Tov. Sibir.
Clear. Yeah, Siberia.
Rav, что значит недостаток у меня во мне? Ведь мы говорим, что не...
What does it mean that the deficiency is in me? The fault is in me. Because we're saying that the fault is in the connection.
Yeah, when I'm not able to connect with the other, it's not in the other, or it's not in the air somewhere, it's in me. In me, there's resistance, there's a conflict with the idea of connecting with the other. It's a special force, it's like a magnet. Which repels the other magnet. You can invert it, so it connects with the other, and then there's such a way that it repels the other. So in me, there is the repelling force.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Rav,
why does he say that? He says, if he has love of friends, love of friends is a very high degree, so only then can you begin this work on looking at the friend's fault?
According to the degree of connection between us, we discover spirituality. It doesn't exist in anyone, it exists in the connection between us. So, to the extent there exists between us the force of separation, rejection, opposition, and then as much as above this rejection we build the force of connection, these two bits of information, they make up the coarseness and the coarse part and the refined part of the vessel. According to these two parameters, coarseness and refinement, that's how we measure our vessel. And this determines our spiritual degree. Second, technology. Exactly like the same. And mechanics, engines, electronics, electricity, you need a great deal of resistance. And together with that, a great force that works on the resistance. And then you can measure the power. The same is between us, between people. PT 31.
What does it mean that when he corrects himself, what is this operation? How do you approach it?
Correct himself means that I try to connect with the other, and I discover how incapable I am. There's nothing more repulsive, more disgusting than connecting with the other, on the one hand. On the other hand, I never stop learning, participating in various actions. And then I see that I have no choice. And I can barely make it to the lessons, but I have no choice. I can't let it go because there is no other way into spirituality, eternity, the Creator. There isn't. Then I come to a state where, although I'm not able to connect, not able to bestow, I have to do this nevertheless, and then I'm in a state of helplessness. And everything ends with a cry, as we call it, a prayer. The Creator must help me.
Max 6.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There's a big desire to achieve eternal love, like the Creator loves us. Is this the right deficiency, or is it not enough? And I have to also ask why I need it.
Why do I need it? That's a question. A person has to clarify it, and that's the question he had even before coming to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Why am I alive? Why is it worthwhile to be alive? Maybe shouldn't be alive. Maybe it's better to be dead. And Kabbalists wrote about that as well.
They wrote, who's
happier? Who's luckier? One who was born or one who wasn't born? So they said, of course, one who wasn't born and doesn't live in this world, it's better off. But if you were born and you already exist in this world, then attain what you're capable of attaining, because this is the action, this is the state, this is the best result, the best possible outcome of your existence right now. PT 19.
He says, it's not that he should see that his friendship correct his faults. What he sees in himself is he himself needs correction. It's something intellectual. If I tell it to someone, he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Is it in the intellect or above it?
Well, don't explain to others, explain to yourself. Explain to yourself. And then from that, you'll understand how to explain to others, if it's even possible.
Can you explain briefly what it means?
If you see certain flaws, all these flaws exist in you, all of them, down to the last. That's it.
Is there a rational explanation?
It's a simple explanation. You are before the Creator. There's no one besides Him. And if you see any bad things, it's what you depict with your will to receive.
My image?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now you understand how ugly you are?
Yeah, you keep telling me if my wife does something to me, you keep telling me it's not He, it's the Creator doing this to you. I said, great, I have my wife's an angel. Every problem she gives me, it's not she, it's the Creator. That's what I'm asking about.
Okay, well, we're not talking about that. These things are above reason.
And we're afraid.
Turkey 7.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, dear friends. A question from my friends. I feel like the worst person in the world. Moreover, that's how I see my friends as well. How should I study to feel only my friends' merits, not their faults? Thank you.
Only according to how much you correct yourself, then you'll discover that your friends are all corrected, because each one casts flaws according to his own flaws. So correct yourself, then you'll see the friends are all good. That's how it is. But in order to correct oneself, you have to agree with your friends that you will help one another to be corrected. We have China today.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, how can we attract the force of good to help our friend get through the new state? Thank you, Rav.
The fact you all think of everyone, because otherwise you can't come to any good result, that's enough for you to help you rise to a higher degree. Try together, more and more. No one thinks of himself, only of everyone else. It's not like I'm not in it. I'm also in it. I'm also part of it, but all of us together. And you'll see to what extent this thought, this inclination, it connects you more and more, and it reveals in you the new reality, a new essence, that you're together. Together means already a part of the Creator. You are capable of it.
Itafri.
Buongiorno. Grazie ai difetti noi possiamo correggerci, perché altrimenti se non ci fossero come faremmo a correggerci?
Thanks to the criticism we can correct our faults, because if we didn't have them we wouldn't be able to correct ourselves.
Correct. A person cannot correct anything unless he feels that flaw. That's why the Creator awakens in us those flaws, those blemishes. And in truth, they're not ours, although that's how we feel them. And we... advance by reaching a feeling of suffering from them. That also comes to us artificially, but that's how we advance. We have to be as much as possible in inclination towards connection, and then very quickly we can correct all the flaws. We are very close to the corrections, to It's only a very thin partition that stands between us and spirituality and corrections. We need to change here our direction, our mind, our approach, our attitude, and then we'll be there.
Доброе утро, Раф, мировой Кли. Видеть за товарищами
проявление. Good morning, Rav, World Kli. Seeing the creator behind the friend, is that a personal correction?
What does that matter? Partial correction, complete correction. We have to work on connection as much as possible.
Это фри.
Можно продолжить?
Это фри. Рацело для Шольмашева.
Ita 3 has another question.
No. Tov, no.
Yes. Sì. Volevo chiedere, quindi più ci correggiamo...
Yes, I wanted to ask, so that we more correct... So the more we correct ourselves, we'll see more flaws?
Yes. Of course, the more we... The more corrected we are... The more prepared we are for correcting, making even more corrections. That's why even greater flaws will be revealed. But it's because we already corrected, we prepared ourselves for those corrections. So don't think about how, oh, I thought I corrected something, now I see that I have additional corrections to perform. It's specifically because you succeeded in your past corrections, you now have the next round of corrections before you. Okay? That's why he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Okay, guys, let's move on with the excerpts.
Excerpt number 2. One must not look at one's friend unfavorably, finding in him precisely that which is not good and searching for flaws in his friend's work. On the contrary, one must only look at the good and always search and find in him merit and good. And by this, there will be peace with everything. Again, one must not look at one's friend unfavorably, finding in him precisely that which is not good, and searching for flaws in his friend's work. On the contrary, one must only look at the good, and always search and find in him merit and good. And by this, there will be peace with everything.
You can say, but if I'm looking for flaws in my friend, I then understand it's my own flaw and I correct myself. No, that's not the short or the correct path. If I look for the good in the friend and then together with that, I discover a certain flaw in him, then I can come to a state where I correct him by correcting myself.
Tov, kadima.
Keta 3.
Excerpt number 3. How can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he sees that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, you cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions. Again, how can one consider one's friend as greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions.
Well,
I don't really see questions from everyone. PT3.
What's the meaning of going in faith above reason about the friend here?
I
didn't get it.
What does it mean to look at the friend above reason?
That all the bad things I see in him, I don't want to see them as bad because I see them as my own flaws, but rather I ascribe all these things to his goodness, that all the good things in him that I should identify, I invert them to bad things by my own ego. That's why I should correct only myself.
And what's called here above reason?
When I relate to it, not according to my own reason, the way I see it, but above my reason, I should do it the other way around, to correct myself until I see all these things in him as good.
Okay, and what's this in 2, where he writes that even though it's in his friend, he doesn't see them, as it's written, love covers all transgressions?
Both the good things and the bad things, that's how I should relate to him. I don't see good or bad. It's only my ego. PT10.
Also about this excerpt, so it says that in the first, it says, as long as I don't have a friend for a friend, then I have to go above reason. That's what I need to do.
Yes, until we reach a natural measure of love, we have to go above reason.
And then I actually come to what it says in number 2, which is a result. You could say that 1 is the first stage, where I don't have love yet, so I go above reason, and then I come to 2, to love, natural?
Yes. Yes. Because love is basically, it's not love. Love is the force of connection we have in the corrected system. That's all. It's the correct mutual connection that should exist in one system, in this system. Latin 3.
Latin 3.
Latin 3.
Good day, Rav. Good day, World Clean. On one hand, we're not allowed to pray for myself, but only for the friends. But at the same time, I need to see the friends as greater than me. I have to see their merits, not to see their flaws.
Estoy pidiendo para mí.
So when I discover these lacks, I can't ask for them because they're mine, and I'm not allowed to ask for myself.
No, this is also considered that you're praying for the friends. When you're asking to see the friend's merits rather their flaws, this means you're praying for them. You're correct. This is a very good question. It's a correct question.
Latin 8.
Querido Rav, muchas gracias.
Dear Rav, thank you very much.
Debemos mirar solo el bien y buscar encontrar méritos en los amigos.
We need to always just look at the good side and find the merits in friends. Does it mean that we are corrected or that we simply cover things and don't enable the correction to come?
We're not enabling the correction to come. If you're going into the lesson and you feel that you don't have a good mood, you're not awakened, that you're not so much, you're not going above your usual state, you don't feel this internal air, you should demand this from the lesson. You should, during the lesson, towards the end of the lesson, at least to feel that you have gotten spiritual air, that it's filling you, that you're ready to fly. Otherwise, it's not considered that you've been to the lesson. And each and every one of you should overcome his indifference and to try to think about himself and others, how you're helping each other to rise from your egoistic desire that always puts pressure on you and always puts you down like like gravity. It always brings you down to the ground, doesn't let you stand. Not talking about flying, that's something we can't yet. So we have to demand this during the lesson from each other and from our, to help each other, so that during the lesson we'll start feeling that we're rising above the ground. And now we've been with you more than an hour and a half, meaning almost 60 or 70% of the lesson is gone. And I don't yet see you rising, that you're concerned about how much each one can help the others. And everyone has the same opportunity. Where is this each one helps his friend? I don't see it's happening. Rather, each one is in his own low state. That's not good. This is something we mustn't leave ourselves in such a state.
Salt Lake City.
Thank you, Rav. Is it better to see the friends greater within reason or above reason?
It's
better to see him within reason, that he's greater, but at least above reason, that he is greater than him. Okay?
Moscow 6.
Rav, can you say, please, If we see a certain flaw in the friend, and it's not one friend that sees this, but several friends see this blemish, how do we need to work with this? Do we need, and by the way, this repeats itself, it happens from time to time. We need to swallow this matter, to agree with it, to work with it inside and raise the friend, or do we need to also do certain physical actions, corporeal actions? How to decide what to do?
You should relate to your friend that this is what the Creator is doing in him, upper force, and that's why you need to help the friend. And basically, it's you are the ones who are helping yourselves to come out of it so that he will rise above it. That's one thing. And it's not that you don't see that. You see it. You should respond to that. Yes. You're not letting go and saying, whatever I see in him bad, that's me, that's my own bad. And so what's going to come out of that? You have to correct. Either you see in him or inside himself, that doesn't matter. It's correctable. We're moving on to the study of the Ten Sefirot.
Moshe.
And before that, maybe a Nigun?
Yes.